hearing this anyway, but we still love you.
No, if anyone who's a listener traveled, like, I don't think any are, but if any were and
like,
they traveled,
you know, three states or whatever.
Like, if Big Fatty came to the wedding, I'd be like, we're going to pull you aside and give you an hour of your own because you're special.
Or if any fellow Mustang lovers came.
That's different. The only reason I say that is because there's going to be people from work there, and we try our damnedest and have succeeded so far in keeping the podcast completely separate from our work life.
Exactly.
And it's not because we're ashamed of what we say on here or anything like that.
It's because some people are fucking pussies and whine about anything that happens. And if they hear it, they might get offended.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're going to pull you aside and give you an hour of your own because you're special.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2017. The BFO for Friday, the 16th of October 2015, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's going to be an extended version of the Veda and Bacon Show. Yes, everybody. Hello, Boutonniers. Big Fatty, what does that mean?
Hi, everyone. I hope you have a great day. Is going well, y'all. You are boutonniers today because y'all, tomorrow, y'all, it's going to happen again. It started off with Bill in St. Louis, and then it was KC in Denver, and tomorrow it's going to be Tastes Like Burning Tim and Tastes Like Burning Chase. Big Ready, they're all getting hitched. It's true. And y'all, we're just going to be the little flower on their lapel. Big Ready, the flower on their lapel, as they say, oh, I do. Big Ready, you're not right. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, all I gotta say, there's a lot of fucking that goes around, Big Fatty, say it, a lot of fucking that goes on around the middle of January, because y'all, today the 16th, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, there's gonna be a lot of cake. It's true. Y'all, the first one is that extra special Chris. Yes, Big Fatty. He's somewhat special now. And he is in the Hatlanta area now. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is y'all, he is out there in the Colorado. Big Fatty, we know what he'll be doing. Yes, that's right. It is none other than that Aussie Martini. Big Fatty, I don't think I can have another one of those brownies like I had yesterday. It's probably best. And y'all, our third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he used to be my international straight boyfriend. Now, y'all, he is the... He is my immigrated straight boyfriend. Y'all, it's not. It is not up there in Michigan. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Sunday or Saturday, we got the big wedding. Yes, Big Fatty, there'll be cake at that. But on Sunday, y'all, he was here in the Fat Villa just a couple of weeks ago. Y'all, it's Ron. It's the Haunt Daddy. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Haunt Daddy. And he's the other half of the Haunt Cub. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, if you see Extra Special Chris or R.C. Martinez or Nort or the Ron the Haunt Daddy on the Twitty or the Face Space sometime today or this weekend, y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that each and every one of them have a big ass piece of cake.
Thank you.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, I was perfect.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-R.
And listen, I'm calling because what a week. What a week at the coal mine. I've recovered enough. I took my two Advil when I got home. It's Friday, and put my feet up, and I can feel my ankles, or my cankles, if you will, again. And right now, I looked at that kitchen, and Big Fatty, I had some food up in there, but I was like, I can't even. So I'm running down the street to the Chipotle to pick up a burrito bowl. But anyway, I was just calling to say thank you for all you do. It was a lovely week. It really was. Even if a large truck going by, it was a lovely week, and that's what I got. It was good. We are fabulous, but we're fat. So, anyway, listen, I got to run because I'm pulling in. That's just how close I live to Chipotle, which is probably why my checking account is in the state it's in. But I hope you have a lovely gentleman caller filled weekend. I've already had three. Hi. Can I come over? And I was like, No. So, all right, well, enjoy being fat. I'm going to Barbara Boulevard next week, so you'll get a phone call, and probably a drunky phone call from me and Mr. Franklin at the MILF.
Vader, why did you hang up on Vader?
I did not hang up on Vader. Y'all, that, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much. For the call, y'all have been holding that one for a couple of days, but you know, you gotta be able to have the Vader and Bacon Show, and you know, that takes two, I say, chew, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hey, Ford, it's Bacon. I'm doing dishes, and I'm doing it in the dishes in the sunlight, and I'm drying them with a towel, and all this lint is like flying off this towel. And all I'm thinking about is how much of this lint I'm ingesting. And I'm just wondering if anyone else does that. And I'm hoping like a million people do. So I don't know if and when or ever if Wendy will hear this. But, hey, big shout-outs to Wendy. Get well, lady. And then the last thing I was going to say is I'm watching Scandal. Hello, Adam. Lena Dunham. Seriously? An author? Oh, my gosh. So I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I totally love her. Like, I totally think I could be her. Like, I'm fairly, okay, I'm not a prude, but you might think so because I have three kids, hello. So, you know, walking around saying what I think is not an option. Maybe someday? No, probably not, because then I'll just be old. All right, so anyway, Lena Dunham, hello. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I got to see that. Oh.
Woodhaven.
Oh, what? Big Fatty, she said Woodhaven. She sure did. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I hope in the future you'll wear one of those respiratory macks when you're drying your dishes. I'd hate for you to have to move into an iron lung or something. Big Fatty, from all that lint in your respiratory system. And yes, Big Fatty. As far as you bring up a good point about Wendy, y'all, you know, I think there are probably lots of updates over there on the Face Space on how Wendy is doing. And you know, I'm not on the Face Space, so I don't necessarily get those updates. But Wendy, I'll reiterate what Miss Bacon said, and hope you're on the mend, and that you know, if that was a grapefruit, if that tumor was like a grapefruit, maybe you could just kind of slice it in half and put some brown sugar on it and broil it. Big Fatty, it's a tumor, not a grapefruit.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Listen, I'm at the Buns and the Guns, and I'm sitting on his toilet. Oh, he's in the room, too. But listen, painting a bathroom and, you know, all this crawling around on my knees around the toilet, taping things, made me think of you. So, anyway, just thought we would call and say hello. Say hello to Big Fatty Buns and Guns. Hi! So, anyway, you're fat, and I'm going to go back to taping and Sitting on the toilet. Okay, gotta run, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, did he have Mexican for lunch? I don't know, but, Big Fatty, I just have one question. Oh!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from none other than Poodle McNoodle. Poodle, what you got? Yes, Big Fatty. Well, you know, we just had that lovely, lovely call from Oveda. And Big Fatty, he said he was in the toilet at the Buns and the Guns house, and yet it sounded like he was in the jalopy. I was just wondering why that was, and I'll be happy to take your answer off the air. Thank you for calling. First of all, Poodle, thank you so much for the question. It's an excellent question, and you've picked up. I'm sure Digger. I'm sure Digger picked up on it all. Yes, Big Fatty, Digger picks up on everything. Excellent question, and the reason that it sounded like Veda was in the jalopy when he was actually in the toilet tooting it up with the Buns and the Guns is because Big Fatty fucked it up. Oh, well, Big Fatty, we've become accustomed to that. So this comes as no surprise to anyone. Well, I thought you were going to take the answer off there. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I'll take that. I'll offer my comments at a later date and time. But you need to go back and thank Oveda for calling in. Thank you for calling. Okay, bye bye. Well, Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, especially in the toilet. Lovely to hear the Buns and the Guns back there in the background, too. So, I hope everything came out okay. Big Veda, it's vulgar.
Oh my gosh, so we're sitting to me, right? I didn't know you. Okay, so we're sitting in the drive-thru someplace, and she pulls out her wallet, and I go, "Do you have any money?" She zip opens her wallet, and then she says, "All the flies come out." I said, "They're butterflies."
You're not my mother.
Big Fatty, what? I got, well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. If you're in a drive-thru, if you happen to see BW Valentine, it's been forever since we've heard from her. Last time we heard from her, she was in a drive-thru somewhere, but, thank you so much for the call. But Big Fatty, what did she say? I have no idea what she said. Something about butterflies, opening her wallet and, there was some butterfly. Big Fatty? I think there's probably a bat in there because she's batshit crazy. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Lawrence H. Larry Vader III.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Listen, just give you a ring. I'm not at Barber Boulevard yet. I've had quite the traumatic day, and I'd even put the earbuds in to call you, but quite honestly, I'm too lazy for that to deal with the road noise at 80 miles an hour. So, woke up on time. I'm on my way to the Flow. Well, I'm not in Flow Ride again. Woke up on time. Got out of the house relatively on time. Of course, I had to get the coffee and the gas because, you know, why not wait until the last minute? And I changed my name. Got in the car from the gas station and the car did what it's supposed to do when you fill up and it reset everything. And I was all excited. And then it said, for calling for emergency service. And I was like, I do not understand what is going on. So anyway, long story short, I got to spend some time at the Acura dealership this morning. Apparently, I had some sort of a electrical issue, which was no more than a blown fuse. So lesson learned, don't leave things plugged in that are just drawing current that aren't actually doing anything. But whatevs. And took care of that $55 later. And got on the road, and I lovely trip, whatever. Stopped to get a little lunch because I was running late. So I stopped at the Denny's to the rescue for the lunch, and was going to just have a nice, leisurely lunch. I'm really in no rush because, whatever, I'm already running late, so who the hell cares? And you were coming in, and you fell, and you hit your head on the curb because your little poodle tripped you. And, anyway, I'm pretty sure you're going to...
Billy, why did you hang up on Veda? I did not hang up on Veda. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear from you. And y'all, that was actually from Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty, and he's on his way down to Rattville. And Big Fatty, what was he saying about poodle tripping you? I don't even remember you tripping. Big Fatty, I don't recall tripping you either. Oh, poor recorder.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Calling you from Barbara Boulevard. About 2 hours later than I was hoping, well, really almost 3 hours later than I was hoping to be at Barbara Boulevard. But you know, that's just how the poop falls sometimes. And if there's anyone that knows about that, it's you. Listen, the phone cut off at the end of my last little story, but the short story is you fell with your snicker poodle or whatever, tripped you up outside the El Poblano Grande or whatever there at Denny's to the Rescue, and you kept saying you were okay, but there were nurses in there, and they rushed out, and then they brought you in bleeding all over everything, and everyone kept looking at me, and I was like, I am fat and do not have medical training, which, you know, kind of a lie, but not really, because, like, I haven't touched any of that stuff in, I don't know, 20 years, probably, since I had to do all that when I worked in the doctor's office. So, anyway, and also I figured, what, really, you're 84 years old. I deal with you every day in someone else's turn. And then I had to stop to TT at the rest area, and you were also there in your silver Ford Bart, but your beard got caught in the window when you rolled it up. It was very traumatic, what I saw when I was running back to Miss Dolly or Ditchlove Adrian Park. So listen, I got to run because I'm off to have a hoot nanny of a weekend, but I will be sure to not keep you updated and slash not call back and tell everyone how it went. But let's be frank, it's going to be a hoot nanny full of booze and bad decisions. So, and also, the world's oldest bear something or another is in town this weekend. I don't know. I think I went to it one time with Big Licky or something. Anyway, it's here, so I expect if you want to eat at the Popeyes, you should probably not, because there will be a giant line there in the Taco Bell. And also careful when you flush the toilet. Gotta run. We're pumped for University of Florida Health. Okay.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, he wouldn't shut up. It's true. The music's starting. He wouldn't shut up. Y'all, Veda, safe travels to you. Big Fatty, it sounded like that time that you got tripped up by a snickerdoodle. Maybe it was a snickerdoodle, not a poodle. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. And at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the betrothed. You heard Tim and James from Tastes Like Burning. And Tim, anything you want to give to Big Whisper in Big Fatty's ear?
We're going
to
pull you aside and give you an hour of your own because you're special.
Oh, Big Fatty, an hour? You just give them 20 minutes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.